Hangover, Western style.
'Desert. Bill? Bill, wake up! Hey, you moron, I'm talking to you. Bill? Where are you? No trace of him. Guess I need to find him. Let's get that damned horse saddled and get to the city. What? My saddlebag is full of gold coins. Where do they come from?
Puzzled by his discovery, John decides to hide his new gained treasure. He shovels a small hole into the sand and puts a small rock above the coins. Riding his horse, John crosses the desolated plains of the Chichi Desert. After nearly 2 hours, the first buildings of Mountain City appear on the horizon. The local hotel is John's first destination in order to find his missing friend Bill.
Always them idiots, coming back after such a long time, behaving like this all would be their kingdom. Don't even know how to get this thing. I think I need to...
What the hell happened here? What guests do you nowadays have, Cindy? Some buffalo ran into your hotel or what? It looks like a battlefield.
Who do you think you and your friend are? This is not a damn stable you can put your horses in, you idiots.
Stable? Why are you so fucking mad at me? I was just asking what... never mind. I'm just searching for...
Never mind? Look at this hall. See what you've done last night?
No, I just... I mean, do you know where Bill is?
Don't even want to know where your stupid mate's at. Just fucking leave, or I'll knock the shit out of you.
Seems like I've got some reason to apologize. Damn it. But first, where's Bill at?
Leaving the hotel, John steps onto a heavily crowded street of Mountain City. A bunch of carriages rattle along the main road, and every shop seems to be filled with customers. As John strolls down the road to the center of a small town, he realizes that many people avoid bumping into him.
What's wrong with these people today? Doesn't matter. Let's head for the saloon. Guess a drink could do me really good. And probably the folks there know where Bill is hiding. Hey, Roxy! Is that you behind the bar? Haven't seen you in ages! Well, you had better days, but get me a glass of rye if you could.
Look who the winds of the desert brought in again. What in seven hells brought you back to town?
You know, Bill and I arrived last week. The hunting season in the mountains is over. Speaking of Bill, have you seen him?
Huh, you bet I did.
Yeah, I knew it. He was here. Where did he go? And what about the drink I ordered?
Oh, John, tell me the truth. Are you really that stupid? You won't get any drinks in this saloon for a long time. Not after what you did yesterday evening. Now leave, or I call the guys to get you out.
Wait, I was here? With Bill? Yesterday? Could you tell your piano player to stop? It just sounds awful. What happened to the piano anyways?
Fred! George! Get him out of here! You know, John, it's one thing to be totally drunk and shooting at my piano while boasting you could play it this way. But coming back here and pretending that nothing happened is too much.
Ah! Roxy!
John crawls to his knees and brushes the dirt from his worn-out clothes. It's nearly noon and the sun is blazing hot. Wondering where to go next, he hears some footsteps approaching him.
Hey John, you nasty son of a bitch! Isn't there something you forgot about?
Apparently a lot. What did I do to you?
You still owe me, John. Where's the money?
No way. Don't tell me that we hooked up.
Well, let's say we tried to. Didn't work out. You know, the alcohol and you're not the youngest anymore. But more important, where's my money, John?
Man, how drunk have I been? I swear, I'm never gonna touch a fucking bottle of whiskey again.
Well, I'm waiting, John.
Look, Rose. I'm looking for Bill. I understand that you want your money, but I have to find him, cause I think he's in trouble. I found those gold coins in my bag this morning, and I can't remember where I got them from. I need to find him. Can you please help me?
Gold? Well, you said a big bag full of gold? Yeah, Bill, well, who cares about him? I need my money now.
I care about him. Where the hell is he? I know that you know something. Go on, tell me.
Maybe, but I need money. No money, no information.
You're such a pain in the ass. Come on, let's go to the bank. I can get some money there.
And gold?
Takes too long to get it.
John and Rose are heading towards the bank to get the money. A dust ball crosses the now desolated street. The 3 o'clock train is arriving at the nearby station.
Hey, Rose, would you just wait outside till I've settled this goddamn thing? The banker Steve and I are something like best friends, you know?
I'm waiting, John, but don't you think for one second that I trust you.
John Williams, is that really you? What do you think you're doing here?
Hey, Steve. Yeah, I know. I'm in debt to you. Big time. But see, I'm in serious trouble right now. You know Rose, and she got me on the balls. Could you lend me a small sum to get rid of her, please?
I, Steve Johnson, the banker of Mountain City, will not lend you any money. You're just nuts, John.
Steve, you're getting something wrong here. Wait! Run, Rose! Run away! This man lost his mind! Wait! There's the sheriff! Hey, Sheriff Burns! Help us!
As soon as John arrives at the sheriff's side, he's knocked down by Burns. The sheriff Burns pulls John up again and some heavy irons are closing around his wrist. Meanwhile, Rose is observing all this from a safe distance. Just grinning to herself. The distant mountains were just glowing in the light of the setting sun when John is led away to the sheriff's station. He was not that unfamiliar with the building he has to enter now.
Here we go.
You're obviously the worst criminal I have ever met. Till your trial, you can share a cell with your companion. I don't think anybody is going to bail you out, you scumhead.
Listen, I don't know. That's all. I didn't.
It's your own fault, John. You know the rules. You're not Billy the Kid or whoever you thought you were, and you cannot put yourself so above the law.
Finally! Why did it take so long? I've been waiting here for ages, man. What did he tell you? When can I leave?
Leave? Bill? Are you kidding me? We...
The gold? The bail? You paid it for me, right?
I still don't know what you're talking about. I'm just happy to see you. I've been searching for you the whole fucking day. And nearly everybody in this messed up town hates me. Don't get it. But yeah, in prison.
John, are you fucking kidding me? Where's our gold? The gold that brought me here. The gold you were supposed to buy me freedom with.
Freedom? Why are you, moron, even in here?
Because of your silly idea to rob the bank. I did not want to. I wanted to go to bed. But you wouldn't hear of it. Well, it worked all perfectly smooth till some folks on the streets alarmed the sheriff. When he and his deputies arrived, you freaked out and closed the damn safe with me in it. God knows how you escaped them.
I did not win the gold I found in my saddlebag. What? We stole it? Bill?
You were so drunk you lost everything. I still hoped you would be clever enough to come here to free me. Jesus, where's the gold now?
I put it into a hole in the sand and pulled a rock above it. So we will find it again.
Ah, thank you, Johnny, my dear. Now I can buy me these shoes you always promised me.
Ruth!
Wait!
Radio play by Christina Demite, Maria Banwart, Mara Armbruster and Till Sondermann.